So we're holding by Melachim Beis. We're at Perek Dalid, Pasuk Dalid. The Shiur started as a Schosi Lenishmas Yecheskel Shraga ben Avram Yehuda. It should also be a Schosi Lenishmas Moshe ben Daniel and Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as a Schos for Shlema v'Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Doi ben Rachel and Chanaleh Abbas Shein Do Rachel. It should also be a Schos for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we learned previously that the wife of Ovadia comes to Elisha asking for his help. Her husband incurred a lot of debts while sustaining and supporting the Nevi'im in the cave. And now the creditors are knocking down her door and she doesn't have what to pay. And they are threatening to seize her children. So Elisha tells her, "Do you have anything in the house?" And we saw last time she says she just has a small jug of oil. And so Elisha tells her, "Go and borrow kalim from your friends, meaning from your neighbors, gather as many kalim together as you can." Now Elisha continues with the instructions. Pasuk Dalet, Uvas visagart hadelas. And you should go and shut the door. Go inside and shut the door. Ba'adeich uva'ad banayich, behind you and behind your children. V'yatzakt al kol ha'kelim o'ele. And you should pour oil into all of these kelim, meaning all of the kelim that you borrowed from your neighbors, pour into these kelim, v'hamale tasi'i, and carry away the full ones. So the instructions of Elisha are very specific to the woman. He says, first of all, the door has to be closed. People should not be able to see into the house. And secondly, when you normally pour, let's say a person has 5 cups in front of him and he's pouring grape juice into each cup. What does he do? He keeps the cups spread out on the table lined up and he moves the bottle of grape juice from cup to cup. That's normally how you pour. Elisha says to the woman, no, no, no. You have to do just the opposite. The jug of oil that you're pouring from is going to stay in one spot. And instead, what you are going to rotate is the recipient jugs, the recipient flasks that are going to receive the oil. Those are going to be filled and then moved to the side and another one put into its place. Rashi compares this to a mayan, to a spring, that just like the spring cannot be moved, it's set in place. So too, the oil that the nes is going to be occurring with has to remain in place just like a spring. And you're going to have to bring the jugs that are going to receive the oil over to it. The Radak says that the instructions were so specific that if she moved the jar from its place, the nace actually would stop at that point. Why was it important for the door to be closed? So Rashi says very simple. Out of respect for a nace, out of respect for a miracle, you don't parade around in public. And this is in line with what Chazal tell us about the difference between the first set of luchos and the second set of luchos. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to get the first set of luchos and he brings them down, so there's a whole series of pomp and circumstance on Har Sinai. The mountain is shaking. People are recognized. They see the thunder. They hear the lightning. There's this whole pomp and circumstance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe the luchos. And what happens at the end? Moshe comes down and they're broken. The second set of luchos, much lower key. They are carved by Moshe Rabbeinu. They're brought from the mountain, a bit snua, in a quiet way, in a modest way. And in that way, they were able to endure. When something is brought and paraded in front of everyone, so such an item receives potentially an ayin hara, but it lacks the ability to last. However, when something is done bitsnua, when something is done quietly, modestly, that's able to last. That's able to be mekuyim. So says Rashi, that was the idea over here. Elisha was telling the woman, if you want the nace to be able to be mekuyim, it has to be with a closed door. It has to be hidden from people's eyes. The Me'am Loya says a much more pragmatic answer as to why the door had to be closed. He said that you can't mess with people's psyche. People are used to seeing nature occur in a certain manner. And when the laws of nature are broken, that messes with people's psyche. So he says, the Me'am Loya says, Hashem wanted the door closed because he doesn't want people to see nature being changed. Otherwise, the world is going to seem like it's chaotic. There's no defined system. The rules of physics, the rules of biology are not being kept to. And so therefore, very pragmatically, in order for people to keep their sanity, the door had to be closed. Malbim also goes into length on this pasuk, explaining the conditions that Elisha set, but the Malbim uses the next 2 psukim to prove how she carried it out. So let's do the next 2 psukim, and then we'll come back to the pshat in the Malbim. So pasuk hey, vatelech meyitoy. So she goes away from Elisha, vatizgar adeles bada. She closes the door behind her, ubad banam, behind her children. Hey, magisha meleha, They bring the kelim to her, v'hi maitzakes, and she starts pouring. And it's pouring, the oil is pouring into each of the jugs. V'hi kem leisa kelim. When all of the containers were filling up, atimer el benos, so she said to her son, hagisha elayoid keli, bring me another keli. There's still more oil coming out. Bring me another keli, let's fill it up. But v'yoymer elaho, he said to her, ein oid keli. There is no more kelim, everything is full. V'yamoid ha-shamen, and the oil stopped pouring. So Pashup Shad is that she wanted to continue pouring, but she ran out of kelim. However, the Radak says that there was another stage involved. After all of the kelim were filled, so she said if the oil will pour into kelim, then it would also pour into broken kelim. So she actually told her children, bring me the shards of broken kelim, and that the miracle would make those broken kelim into whole kelim, and that they were able to accept oil. And says the Radak, that's actually what happened. They filled up all of the complete kelim. Then they brought broken shards, and those kelim were miraculously turned into whole kelim that also received the oil, and eventually those were filled up as well until there was nothing left, not even shards to be filled with oil, says the Radak. So what does it mean? Vayamod Hashomen, so Pashup Shat, the oil stopped flowing. However, Rashi brings down from a Medrash that it's a different Pshat. Vayamod Hashomen means the price of oil shot up. In order that this woman should be able to make a nice profit so that she could pay off her husband's debts as well as have Parnasa for a long period of time, so the price of oil for a very short period shot up, so that allowed her to make a great profit off of the oil that she had poured. The Malbim actually learns differently on the Pasuk. The Malbim says that the Pasuk is telling you, Vahikim loisa kalim, that when the kalim were filled up, she actually did not bring enough kalim. That she brought some kalim, but she didn't bring a large amount, and that the oil sort of stopped prematurely. There was the ability of more oil to flow, but because she ran out of kalim, so the oil stopped flowing, and it was not enough, says the Malbim, to be able to provide support, to be able to provide parnasa. However, even though she was holding the jug of oil upside down, that it should pour out, but the oil, the way the lashon of the Malbim is, rak amad b'soich ha'osuch, it stayed in place. It defied gravity and stayed inside the jug. It wouldn't pour anymore because there were no more kelim for the bracha, for the neis, to be able to be mekuyim. Now let's go back to that earlier Malbim where the Malbim explains Elisha's instructions and shows how the woman carried them out. So first he says, Elisha's instructions to close the door was a simple case of ayin hara that people shouldn't see and cause an ayin hara on the neis. But he adds that also it shouldn't be that someone will come in middle who's not worthy. A rasha might come into her house, and since his maisim are unworthy, it will cause that the neis will stop. So it's hinted at in the pasuk because Elisha says that close the door ba'adeich uva'ad banayich, behind you and your children. The neis can only occur if you and your children are the only ones in the room. But if you introduce another individual into the room who sees what's going on and comes in on of his own volition, potentially the neis will stop. So the Malbim then says that there were three conditions that Elisha gave to the woman. Condition number one is that she can't move from her spot, which we already said, and it says that that's why they brought the kelim to her. She did not move from her spot, like the Pshat and Rashi, that it's like a spring, that the jugs were brought to the source of the oil. Number two is that after she turned it upside down, she had to keep it in that way upside down until the nace ended. Meaning, she couldn't pour and then pick up the jug and then pour again and pick up the jug. No, she had to keep the jug in a state of pouring from the beginning of the nace all the way until the end. And that's why the Pasuk says, and that's hinted at in the Lashon of Yitzakt, that you should pour, meaning keep the jug in a state of pouring throughout the whole process. And she fulfills this condition by, it says, v'hi maitzakes, that she was pouring, meaning she kept the jug as instructed. The third is that only the kelim that were borrowed in advance were the ones that were able to be mekuyim. And says the Malbim, that's why Elisha says, al kol ha-kelim ha'ele, only these kelim that you currently have with you are you going to be able to fill. But if you bring new kelim into the house, you're not going to be able to fill those with oil.